the Woodland Boys and Girls Club out of New York. I believe our first speaker on that is Kendra Zangler. Would you begin, please, Ms. Kendra?
Sure. So the Woodland Boys and Girls Club, organization, for this particular project, they're requesting funding to do a program based on Menominee tradition and culture, focuses on culturally relevant programs, and this project is looking to bring in experienced artists to work with youth and paint murals in their new facilities. What I really like about this is that they're including traditional teachings into the art making process, or that they at least specified that. The example they gave was that they would have the youth learn the clan appropriate colors and symbols, which I think is an excellent project, and is very much in line with what we're trying to accomplish. Other good things, the budget breakdown seems good, all the material works to make this a very good application.
Great.
Thank you, Kendra. Do we have our other panelists have any comments, questions, or concerns?
Hello, this is Dennis. I appreciate the use of experienced adult artists working with the youth and working on some painting some murals. You know, it's sometimes we can go to a class and do a workshop, but what really perhaps the best way to do things, teach things, if you will, is to just get together and do a project. So, you know, I can spend a lot of time teaching about painting murals, but if we can do some murals, that's really going to help cement the cultural part of it in terms of learning the clans or the clan systems or different parts of the different clans we have. So it's really important that we do keep alive, teaching our children the clan system is important, and that I think it's not only part of what we can paint or draw or create as far as a mural, but it's part of our oral traditions to blend that into this teaching at the same time is going to be really significant with that, and also with a focus on helping students helping them increase their attendance and making them have more positive image of themselves. I think it's always a goal that as educators we seek to have for our students. I like the experienced adult artists working together with the youth on this project, so I like that part.
Okay. Thank you for those comments.
Thanks, Dennis.
Yeah, I was looking at some of revisiting this one, and some of the murals that they have are absolutely gorgeous. So I'm super excited for the project. I think I agree with Dennis that having a hands-on project is really important, but also we have a lot of conversations at the university level about visibility, and when you walk into a space, what do you see? Is it a sterile space? Or is it representative of, you know, of me and what I'd like to see, and can I learn from it as I walk through my community? And these are definitely examples of that by a long shot. They get that, and so I just think that's so crucial. And then I was revisiting their budget too briefly here, and they have a pretty solid budget. They have, you know, in kind donations, and then they have a cash match from the Boys and Girls Club. And so for me, it's always solid when a proposal has matching funds that they match dollar for dollar what they're asking for. And so I think from a grant perspective, that's pretty solid too.
Yeah. Thanks, Kat.
Anybody else wants to make any comments, questions, or concerns?